confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. Today I'm feeling a bit under the weather, but Helen, I came into work because I didn't want to leave you in the lurch.
Oh, Rob, 你怎么说话成语连篇呢？你知道成语有时候很难理解。也许你需要给我解释一下你刚才说的成语到底是什么意思。
Oh, well, that's because we're going to be talking about idioms in our program today. Just then I said I was feeling under the weather, which means I'm not feeling great.
Oh, Rob 说他今天 under the weather. 这是一个成语 idiom, 意思是他身体不舒服。不过他仍然坚持来上班了，因为他不愿意让我为难。In the lurch.
When you leave someone in the lurch, you leave them at a time when they need you.
Today we're going to answer the following question from Ling Tommy from Hong Kong. Hello, my name is Tommy. Can you tell me the difference between an idiom and a phrase?
Ling Tommy 想知道成语和短语这两个概念有什么不同。
Well, we just talked about two idioms, Tommy,which are to feel under the weather and to leave someone in the lurch. What do you notice about these expressions?
The first thing I noticed is that they are not very logical. I mean, you're not literally under the weather.
成语是一种比喻的表达和字面意思不是一回事儿。
Ah, so an idiom is an expression that's not predictable by looking at the words. It has a meaning that's metaphorical.
成语往往是一种比喻的表达，比如刚才 Rob 说的那个成语，字面的意思是在天气之下，这显然不符合逻辑。但是所有讲英语的人都知道，这个成语是借助天气一词来表示一个人身体不舒服 ，under the weather.
So an idiom is a group of words that can't be understood simply by looking at the literal meaning of the words.A phrase is slightly different. It can refer to a group of words that combine to have a conceptual meaning.
A phrase 是短语。所谓短语就是由两个或两个以上的词组成的词组，表示一个具体的意思。Can you give me some examples?
Right, let's see, Helen. Well, examples of phrases could be nice to meet you or have a nice day.And in grammar, the definition of a phrase is simply a group of words without a verb. So, the little girl or my best friend are also phrases.
短语就是把两个以上的单词组成一个单元，表达一个固定的、具体的意思。比如 ,nice to meet you, 很高兴认识你。英语对短语的语法定义为不含动词的词组 ,a phrase, 比如 my best friend.
So the difference between an idiom and a phrase is that an idiom is metaphorical and the meaning can't be understood by the literal meaning of the words. In a phrase like nice to meet you, there is a meaning, but it's usually clear and logical.
那么下面我们听两个例句，其中的第一个包含一个成语，第二个例句中包含的是一个短语。
I'm really not on the ball today. I didn't get enough sleep last night.
Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
So in the first sentence, we heard the idiom, I'm not on the ball, which means someone is not really concentrating. We're not really on top of a ball, so the expression is not literal. And so it's an idiom. But in the second sentence, thanks for your time and my pleasure, well, they're phrases.
以上大家听到的成语是 on the ball. 讲话的人说他今天精神不集中，迟钝不机灵。这同球 ball 没有任何关系，纯属比喻，因此这是一个成语。而后一个例句中的 thank you for your time 谢谢你的时间，以及 my pleasure 不客气，意思很容易从字面上去理解，直截了当，这便是短语。
Well, I hope we've answered your question, Tommy. Helen, why don't we try to speak only in idioms?
Let's give it a go. I could talk for England.So I'd be pleased as punch to talk only in idioms.
Or maybe we should throw that idea out of the window. Tommy and other listeners might not be able to get their head around what we're talking about.
如果大家希望了解更多的新成语和新短语，请登录我们的 BBC 双语教学网页 www.bbc.co.uk bbcukchina.com。如果遇到英语难题，请给我们发电子邮件，我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。
So long.
What's so long?
Oh, it's an idiom, Helen. It means bye.
Ah, goodbye.
Confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.